Washington State Senate Republican leadership update with Senator John Braun. Everyone in Olympia still seems to be digesting Democrats' $21 billion tax package, which includes a plan to eliminate the 1% cap on property tax growth. What's your reaction after taking a closer look at it all?
Stunning, shocking, a little bit surreal. It was really, I just never seen anything like it. The size and the aggressive nature of the tax package that was dropped in, two different ones, but very similar in the Democratic Senate and the Democratic House caucuses. Wealth tax, a new payroll tax, tax on jobs, and both those, claiming to tax the wealthy or wealthy corporations, and then a property tax, which last time I checked, there's a lot of non-wealthy people paying the property tax. It was an attack on homeowners. If you just take the historical average of who's taken the maximum property tax limit over the last 10 years and you apply it to how this is likely to play out, within 3 years, it's $1 billion a year increase, and then it just grows from there. It's enormous. People are pretty fed up with the increases in property tax. This goes directly to people trying to provide housing for themselves and their families, especially in the housing crisis we have now. I hear this all the time. You can't make housing more affordable by making it more expensive. This is making it more expensive.
Washington State Senate Republican leadership update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.